Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I'm welcoming you out again for a wonderful show, a show that's about you. Those of you that work hard, you work hard for your money, so hard for that money. And you want that money to start working hard for you, right? You want that money working harder for you today. You want cash flow today, not about hoping and praying you might have some sort of financial freedom or retirement in 40,000 years from now, but right now. And that's exactly what we're about. And I appreciate you guys sharing this, that this community keeps expanding and growing. And I'm proud to call you guys all Ripplers because you guys are kicking against the norms. You're doing stuff that's against the grain. And that is why it works. Because the norm, the mediocre, everything else that you see out there, the status quo, is failing. Financial advising has been failing for years. And we're going to talk about that more today. Hey, as a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Some great blogs on there, as well as, you know, again, check out more podcasts. If you've already caught up with these current ones, go back to the beginning. There's some great ones from before, especially if you're starting out in business. There's some great ones in the beginning about just really those basics. And that might even be great for your kids if you're trying to pass on a legacy too. So I definitely encourage that. But the last couple of years, I mean, got to tell you, there's been a lot of golden nuggets shared on this show that even I'm very impressed and very happy about it. So today I want to talk about what it means to create an anti-financial plan. You know, we talk about me being an anti-financial advisor, right? Well, what does that really mean? And so a lot of times you guys know me that, you know, I do primarily three things. You know, the thing I focus on is primarily one, cash flow. How do we find it, free up cash and improve the cash flow so you have more money to use? Two is more around things like in the life insurance, like the be your own banker type stuff, the infinite banking concept. I do that as well. And then the third thing is investing, you know, creating cash flow or passive or residual income with your investing or even active income, but doing it at a much better pace than gambling it in crappy mutual funds and IRAs and 401ks and things like that, right? So really it's those three things. It's cash flow, infinite banking, and investing. And, you know, and that's really the crux of it. If you get down to the simplicity, that's what I do. My whole goal is to figure out how to get you guys to retire faster or have the option to retire. So you work because you want to, not because you have to. And to do this, you have to have a completely different mentality about how you see money. And this is the biggest thing I've noticed as I've been working with clients over the years, is that sometimes the strategy isn't so bad. In fact, the strategy is easy. If you understand the principles first, the strategies get much, much easier. And I'll tell you, like, sometimes I hit people's little mental, you know, not mental barriers, not that they're not intelligent, but it tests their scarcity, right? Their scarcity levels. It tests what they think is risky. But like what I shared on the show before, if you think you're risk averse, a lot of times you're actually not. It's just unfamiliar, which unfamiliar can be risky without the proper education. And that's absolutely true. And so I want to talk about that, what that looks like. I'm going to use an example of one of my clients. I'm not going to share his information because I keep my clients confidential. But this is actually a client that I think is a fascinating story because he was one that I'd worked with roughly about, I want to say it was about 9 years ago. I was with a previous firm at that point. I was working with them there and did some good stuff, taught him some ways to free up some cash flow. And that was my main focus because if you remember my story back then, I was trying to get myself back out of the rat race again. I was trying to get myself to the point where I could retire. And I don't like teaching things that I don't live. And so the cash flow was really the big primary focus and things like, you know, make sure you're protected and make sure your money is safe so that you're not gambling it. And he did. I mean, he got some annuities and he locked up some of his money and things like that. And so he wasn't gambling a whole lot with his money. He was keeping it pretty certain. And this guy's a great saver. I mean, if you look from the world, you know, and I talk about the world, like typical talking head media, financial news that say, hey, you need to save everything, spend nothing, pay down all your debt, save for the long haul, because that miracle of compound interest is incredible, you know, all those kind of things, right? You know, they teach you like high risk creates high returns and all that dumb stuff that really is false. Complete myths. They're completely false. Don't work. Because I tell you that high risk does not create high returns. It actually creates lower returns. And being in it for the long haul. Well, how long is the long haul if the market goes down? Well, then does that long haul become another 15, 20 years? Which happened to a lot of people after Y2K and even the last recession. Even though people now have made some of that money back if they stayed in the markets. But still, like, they've lost time and opportunity, right? So there's all these issues that come up with that. And so you're supposed to be riding these waves and taking all the risks so that the financial companies don't have to take any of the risk. They just take your guaranteed fees every year. And whether you think it or not, even if you have index funds, you do have fees still. And they just, you know, take their money while you ride and take all the risk and get little of the returns. That's pretty much how it works. Mine is to do the opposite. This is where it's an anti-financial plan, right? And so with this guy, like by all, from the outside, he looked great. I mean, the guy had done a great job. He's probably within 4 or 5 years of paying down all of his debts. So he would be debt free. He wouldn't have a whole lot of cash flow outside of his own profession. He had some savings too. You know, he saved up, you know, a few hundred grand and did a decent job there. But I mean, you know, again, his focus has been paying off debt and, you know, just trying to get debt free so that, you know, even with his investment property, he could actually have, you know, that money free and clear and, you know, make it about $2,300 a month was his rent on that property. So when he hired me, of course he had hired me before, but he went and hired me again. He says, Chris, I feel like I need to talk to you. Like, I remember you're like the only guy I remember from, you know, 9 years ago that I worked with out of those, all those people. And I trust you. So, you know, I want to know my next steps. He's like, can I retire? And I said, oh, can you retire? Oh yeah. And so his goal is to make $15,000 a month, which is more than enough for what his means are. But $15,000 would put him in a nice, comfortable place. Now, he still wants to practice. He's a chiropractor, so he wants to keep practicing and doing that. But he wants to do it without the stress of money. I mean, how awesome would that be, right? I mean, that's what we should all be doing, is we should be working because we love it, not because we have to make a dollar, right? And so that was his goal, too. And so he's like, well, do you think I could do it? I said, oh, yeah, I think you definitely could do it. And so here's to give you an example, because I had to shift his perspective big time. And this might apply to you, too. So you might put yourself in his shoes because you might be there. And so for him, I said, all right, you know, let's look at this rental property. All right, how's it doing? All right, I can see after you pay the mortgage, you're making about $525 a month net profit. You have about, you know, he had more than this, but I said he's got roughly about $475,000 of equity in that house. Now, $475,000. You could do way better than making $500 a month. And even if he paid it off free and clear, which he's not too far from doing, even if he spent all of his available cash to do that, he would only be making $2,300 a month. And if you got like over $400,000, you could do better than $2,300 a month. So I said, you know, this is a property in California you've got. Let's sell the sucker off. I mean, even after fees and everything, you should be able to get at least $440,000. Now, $440,000, I would hope and expect at minimum, you make up at least $45,000 to $50,000, maybe even close to $55,000 a year with that money, right? I would say $45,000 to $50,000 is a good conservative number that I know that he has several options where he could get that. Now that's better than $2,300 a month, because even at $2,300 a month, you know, he's cash flowing roughly about, you know, $27,000, you know, $27,000 a year. We could do $20,000 a year better than what he's doing currently. So I said, let's look at selling off that property. Because when I'm looking at stuff, I'm looking for things that aren't performing. Like, you know, what's money that's kind of, or equity or whatever that's sitting around not doing something. It's not working for us. Again, the goal is to get the money working for you to create cash flow now, right? We want to create growth and cash flow right now. And this is why, I mean, if you heard my show from even a week or so ago, it's a joke to even consider mutual funds when you think about how much they actually return. And so I said, hey, you could do that. You can easily make $45,000 to $50,000 of cash flow a year from that money. And he's like, all right, okay. And I was like, are you okay here? Because this is different than what you've been doing pretty much your entire 40 some odd years of life. He said, yeah, I'm good. I said, well, buckle up because there's more. But wait, there's more. And so we end up looking further and I said, hey, you've got a lot of equity in this house. And I'm like, and he's putting a ton of extra money onto his house, like about $1,300 extra a month onto his mortgage payment. Again, trying to pay it down faster. I'm trying to do it within about 5 years. And I said, hey, you know, based on this, you know, we could actually do a cash out refinance. Your payment will go up roughly about, you know, about $2,000 a month total. So only about $700 more than what he's paying per month right now. I was like, so total from your minimum payment, your payment will go up about $2,000 a month. But guess what? You'll get another $440,000. So now, I mean, just between these two things, again, no money out of pocket, $0 out of pocket. He still has the savings. Remember that I mentioned earlier? He still has that few hundred thousand savings we haven't even touched yet. I was just saying, hey, let's figure out how we can free up what you have available, because you got money all over the place that's just doing nothing. Equity earns nothing when it's in a house or a property. And so I said, this is $880,000. Now, $880,000, you should be able to make at least $900,000 to $100,000 plus per year with $880,000. I mean, the way I calculate it is, even if you made, you know, 11%, right? You know, not even going that high on the returns. Even 11% is over $96,000 a year. Now, granted, if he did these two things, he's going to lose a few things of cash flow the other direction, right? Because first, you know, he's going to be paying an extra $2,000 a month on his mortgage. So that costs him $24,000 a year. And then two, he's also going to be, you know, losing about, you know, about $6,500 a year. Actually less than that, even $6,300 a year from his rental property, that net profit he was making. So he is losing some money from that standpoint, but still, I mean, he still ends up coming out with over $60,000, about $66,000 or so a year. Now, that's not all, because I said, hey, you know, I noticed you have these life insurance policies. You've actually created a good amount of money. And he's asking, he's like, hey, I haven't done anything with this money. Should I invest with this? What do I do with this money that's just sitting in these insurance policies? Because the guy that taught him, that sold me even these quote unquote banking policies, and this guy is known as an infinite banker. He's pretty popular in that industry, especially with the chiropractors. And he didn't teach him really about, I mean, he taught him like pay your taxes with it and stuff like that, but he never taught him about how to make money with it. You know, just more about how to pay your bills and things like that. More of a consumer approach, not so much a creator investor approach. And I said, oh, you can do so much more. And I said, in fact, I mean, based on, he just got a quote recently from that same guy. And I said, hey, well, let me run numbers to compare, because it looks like he's done a decent job, but let me just see if I can do better. Guess what? I ran the numbers. Within the first 10 years alone, and it's exponential, by the way, but within the first 10 years, the policy that I would create for him would actually beat that other one by about $90,000. $90,000. Now, it's interesting. I mean, I'm going to pause right here, because this is my own personal reflection, because, you know, lately this is coming up more and more for me lately, is that many of you have been reaching out to me and you're saying like, hey, Chris, like, I wonder if you can do something for me. Like, I think I might be ready for you. And most of the time that's very much the case. And a lot of times, like, I'll have to thank people and say, you know what? Thank you for reaching out, because I wouldn't be able to create great value had you not done that. I mean, sure, I can teach this stuff on the podcast, but when the rubber really hits the road, it's when you actually create the plan, the numbers, and that kind of thing, right? And so with him, I said, oh my gosh, you're seriously within weeks of pulling the trigger on this insurance policy that's basically cost you an average of an extra $9,000 a year. You know, really more if you keep going out more, right? I was like, that's huge. Like, that's big. That you can use that $90,000. You know, I mean, $90,000. I mean, just in 10 years, that's an extra, you know, with creating cash flow and stuff, that should be almost an extra 10 grand a year of passive income you could create at least by doing that. That's a big deal. And so that's no small thing to pass up. And so I said, don't you dare do anything with him on that. You know, even if you trust him, great, but you can do better. And this has given me a sense of urgency, because I realize that many of you have been making decisions that really, from every other standard, seems great. You know, you've been taught really good stuff. You've been taught be good savers. But man, when it comes to things like this, and think about it, I mean, net already, if you average that $9,000 a year plus his $66,000 already, just this year alone, without using any dollars out of pocket, right? No more dollars than he was already using. That's about $75,000 a year. $75,000 a year of cash flow. That is huge, guys. That's net. That's not even the gross. That's just the net. his life can change with no money out of pocket, no extra money out of pocket for $75,000 a year. How grateful I am that he actually reached out to me, that gave me an opportunity to serve him that way. Because my goodness, like, if it's not like he's had bad people in his life. He's had people that are good people, good advisors, that just, you know, again, they give him this limited perspective, this limited scope that's all about accumulating and saving, but nothing about creating cash flow. And I guarantee if he would have gone down this path, $75,000 a year even, that would seem ridiculous. $75,000 a year, by the way, is over $6,000 a month. This is just the first year, and we're not done. Like I said, we could probably create another $1,500 or $2,000 more a month with some of the extra cash he already has. So, I mean, right there. I mean, we can easily create pretty darn close to about $100,000 of cash flow just this year alone. And he's still putting money away. You know, he's still got money he's been able to put away, but now he's got this extra $75,000 to $100,000 a year that's extra coming in. Well, guess what? That money we turn around and we go invest and do more. Because with $75,000, yes, we could definitely create, you know, maybe $700 a month. You know, that's over, you know, about $8,000 a year, right? We could turn that over and create some more. And guess what? You know, that doesn't seem, you know, amazing, you know, like maybe it doesn't seem like it's thousands like it was in the first year, but that's still giving him so much cash to use and quickly turn around to create that $15,000 a month is not hard to do. And I told him, I was like, hey, I think you could do this easily within 5 years. Like, you could really turn this stuff around, especially if we do this all correctly, but we got to do it right. And that's what anti-financial plan really is. It's saying, hey, all this stuff that I've been taught my whole life, it's been set up, it's been a marketing ploy by banks and financial institutions for me to give them money, to turn my money over to other people like advisors and people like that, that have no real interest other than raising and putting money under management, and then they just go and they make money from that. They charge you their fees for keeping the money under management, and you know they hope that you stay on, and they can teach you things like stand up for the long haul. The market goes up or down, just stick with it. Don't jump in, jump out. Just stay steady. Every paycheck, just keep putting that money in. Don't ever stop. Listen, guys, that hasn't worked. I've seen the evidence. I was a financial advisor in the early 2000s. I saw what happened with people with decades that went through the roaring 90s. And they had lots of growth in that period of time and then had the Y2K hit them. And even after it recovered a little bit, still, those people, they weren't retiring. It wasn't working. It's very, very difficult to do that. And I've shown that in other episodes, as well as on one of my blogs. I talk about the numbers of what it takes to retire even on a $60,000 a year lifestyle today. When you got inflation and everything else, it's tough to do. And so you got to do something completely different. You can't rely on 6-7% net returns on the market. That will not ever get you there. I mean, you will be in your 80s and then you just might say, okay, I'm close enough to death. I think I won't run out of money. That's really what's happening. This is why people are trying to work later and later, or they're trying to live on less and less, and they're hoping and praying Social Security is going to pay out. That's not the life to live, guys. And you got too much. You have too much life ahead of you. Even if you're in your 50s or 60s right now, you have life ahead of you still, I hope. And if you don't, even more reason why this should change today. And so I'm getting super passionate about this because it's not being taught properly. I know that I'm not the first person to talk about this stuff. There's guys like Kiyosaki out there to talk about this kind of thing, but I'm telling you, like, you don't have anybody that really creates a plan, like a map to get there. You know, and a lot of times if they do, or they tell you they're going to create a map, most of the time it's just, hey, come to our event, and then you're going to map it out yourself with really no guidance. And you're still going to be lost. And then they'll say, hey, you know what? Hey, you came to our event. Let's upgrade for another $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $50,000. You can upgrade, and then we'll give you something. And even then, they'll give you a little bit of support and maybe some contacts. But at that point, there's not really any real strategy of how to create that. Guys, I'm telling you, these kind of plans I've done it again and again. And these are not easy plans, by the way. It was so much easier being a financial advisor where I could just plug in a compound interest calculator and say, boom, there's your number. There's what you'll probably pull off of. It was like easy math, right? Super easy. But it's so much harder to do what I do. And advisors won't do it because, one, they don't even think it's a possibility. Two, they don't know how to do it. And then three, it's a lot of more work for them. Because it's got to be outside the box. They got to pretty much debunk everything they've been taught their entire financial professional careers. And guys, that's why you need the anti-financial plan, because it's the one that works. The other ones, conventional financial plans, have been proven not to work since financial advisors started coming on the scene in the mid to late 70s. And you know what? These people aren't really retiring as well as they hoped. Every single case I've seen, it's been that way. The only people that think they've been doing better are the millennials, those that have only been investing the last 10 years and only seen up markets. That's a skewed sense of reality, because those are not averages. Those are double the averages. So guys, you know, I'm just here to tell you there is hope. There is absolute hope that you can have something more, and that what's possible, just like with my client, my renewed client, you know, a client from the past that came back into my present, you know, with him, how awesome was it to serve him and show him something, and it was just the start. And guys, there's that possibility and that hope for you too. So anyways, if you got a question for me, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. But in the meantime, sit on this, dwell on it, and get excited, because it is possible. So this is Chris Miles signing off. I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.